Okay, Rebosai. The the Gemara brings down a Daf Hei Amud Aleph that Rami Rish Lakish al Ma'ohi Bei Medrash Umakshi. He was lying on his stomach in the base medrash, and he was asking this question. Okay, not so clear in the pshat why he was lying as he asked this question.
Why did he have to tell it, his story, that so he was lying?
Right. Unless you want to just say in pshat that it means that he was like so disturbed from this, right, that he couldn't get up until he had the answer to this question.
Like you say, you can't sleep for 3 nights because right. Of a shver rambam.
The umakshi. In chair him yirtsu vim emirats and lama boy. He said, this is very strange that it's kosher v'lo Allah. That it's kosher lo al shem chova. Rashi says, and this one seems to be, I mean, the easiest way to read the Gemara based on what comes later, he didn't know the previous sugya of Motzos Vasechet Shvor V'Yasisa, and Tosos seems to agree in the Shidu Gubetzes. Simchat and Aleph definitely agrees. So we'll read it as he didn't know the previous sugya, and he asked, he said, Miman of Shach. What's pshat in this mission? I heard of kosher karbonos, I heard of pasul karbonos. If it's kosher, then it should be meratzeh, and if it gives you your kapara, why do you need to bring another one? And if it's not meratzeh, then it's a pasul karbon. So why do you bring it at all? So amr lo, Rabbi Eliezer, matzinu b'bon lachramisa, shen k'sherin ve'in meratzen, says, no, we have precedent. The precedent is that if you have a carbon that's brought after the owner dies, right, the assumption here is, later on the Gemara is going to question that a little, but clearly the assumption here is that there's no ritzoi after the person dies, because there's no kapara or ritzoi for someone who's already dead, but yet you still bring the carbon. And that actually seems to be true, meaning regardless of a discussion later on we'll have about yorshim, but even if a ger dies without yorshim and leaves a carbon, we still bring that carbon. Clearly, there's no one to be meratza for. There's no yorshim, and the ger is dead. So clearly, you can have a karbon without ritzoi. The tanan ha'isha she'viya chatasa umesa yaviyu yorshin ola. So ola so umesa lo yaviyu yorshin chatasa. Right? If a woman, a yoledis, has to bring a chatas and ola, if she brings a chatas and dies, then the yorshim bring the ola. But if she brings an ola and dies, the yorshim don't bring the chatas, because you can't bring a chatas for someone who's dead, because the chatas only comes for kapara of a specific tumah or sin, and you can't have kapara when you're dead. In addition to the fact, there's alachum shmi sinai, that there are 5 cases of chatos where you can't bring them, you just leave them to die, and one of them is if the owner died, right? So you can't bring the chatas if she died, but you can bring the ole after she died. Yes?
Philosophically, I mean, there's all kinds of, we say cottage, we do this, that. We are doing things for a neshama afterwards. So why can't one say that there is a, you bring a car, but somebody did something, you want to close the books for them?
Okay, that is a great question. That is a great question. That is a great question. First of all, okay, all these things we do are not necessarily found in Shas. As a matter of fact, nothing we do is found in Shas, although there is some makor for the idea of Kaddish in a Medrash, in a story about Rabbi Akiva. So I would say, number one, okay, it's not so clear exactly what you can do. And number two, it could be that even if there is such thing as a chus for the neshama, maybe that's not the same as ritzoy of karbanos. Maybe ritzoy of karbanos. I mean, the question isn't why you don't bring the chatas. That's easy. There's halacha mishmi sinai that you don't bring a chatas, someone died. Okay, fine. The question is, and maybe also because it needs matahar a specific person, and the person can't be tahar after they died. That's clear. The question is, why you do bring the ola? And the Gemara says that's an example of kosher ve'ina maratza. So Morty asks, why can't you have ritzoy of an ola after the person died for his neshama? Obviously, that seems to be what they assume, although it's not so obvious. We'll get back to it in a moment. So the answer, what? Okay, but maybe the Misa is Mechaber, so he doesn't need the Ola anymore, or maybe just somehow they had a Mesorah that an Ola can only be wrapped in a live person. It's a good question. Okay, I have to think about why they seem to have assumed that. We'll see, you can question that.
Are you afraid of holding bazaar if it's really something that's not supposed to be brought? Then don't.
No, but that's exactly their point. Just like over there, we have a mesorah that we bring it, and we don't worry about holding bazaar because it can be kosher ve'ina maratza. So to here, it's kosher ve'ina maratza. So the Gemara says, Amali modina lach ba ola da asalach misa asula asalach misa minalan. So basically, Reish Lakish says back, ola I didn't have a problem with. Only you can bring after misa, you can have kosher ve'ina maratza, that's not a problem. My problem was asham. Asham actually is tricky. Like, asham comes for a mechaper and a specific aveira, and yet, if you bring it shalal shva, it's kosher ve'ina maratza, it does seem to be like it's an unjustified asham. So he says, what about asham? Amalei rei mach mekosach kutsido, Rabbi Elazar marafa asham. Says, that's what Itaka. Rabbi Elazar says the Asham is puzzle. Can't be kosher v'ina maratza. So Amr zel sha'omer lo adam gadol hu kamina on a mishra shlevi on Amr li Rabbi Elazar. Says, what, people call you an adam gadol? I'm asking kasher from the Tanakhama, from the Chachamim, and you're bringing me Rabbi Elazar. That doesn't help. For the Chachamim, it's still difficult. El Amr, shlokesh eftachon apiskel nafshay. I can take care of it. I can solve my own problem. Motzos vasecha v'gomer, hani dova nederhu v'chuli kidele el. And he makes the drasha above, which is why it seems like Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that he didn't know the sugya above in this story, right? So he says, I can make a drasha motzos vasecha, that if you bring it wrong, a nidava, a neder turns into a nidava, and therefore that's a mucker for kasher v'ne maratza, and even by an asham it turns into a nidava, even though we never heard of an asham nidava, so okay, I'll pee this pasuk. So, this pasuk turns into a nedava, and that's why it can be brought. Okay, let's stop. Then the Gemara, of course.
If the whole thing of the whole exclusion of Chatas is Halacha Moshe Sinai, so then if Hashem is no Halacha Moshe Sinai, so then.
No, that's something. The Halacha Moshe Sinai is Chatas where the owner died. So by Asham, but here we're the Shalol Shema, we don't yet know. So then the Gemara just asks, we might as well continue. That's the end of Reish Lakish's story. But then, Yasser, Reb Zera, Yasser, Reb Abba, Yasser, Reb Abba, Yasser, Karmri, Kashali, the Reish Lakish, Asham, Vlo, Asher, Lachar, Misa, Vnas, Vatam, Un, Motz, Vasecha. Reish Lakish had a problem with Asham that doesn't come posthumously. So he answered, Motz, Vasecha. But Eima, Habab, and Enim, Dover, Lysi, Vlo, Lirtsi, Asham, Lysi, Klal. Says that's not a good answer because Motz, Vasecha says it turns into an Adava. Maybe that's only talking about Olan, Shlomim that can come Benedra and Adava. Right? So that pasuk says anything that can't come benedava, if you bring a shalol shema, becomes an adava. But asham, which can't come as an adava, maybe is pasul shalol shema. So then he finds another marker. Amr l'rabayi, Reish Lakish, mehai, hecha pasach, v'shachat, osa l'chatas, osa l'shema ksherim, shalol shema psula, hashar kachim, shalol shema ksherim. That there's a mir of osa. V'shachat l'chatas means you have to shecht it for the sake of a chatas. And if not, it's pasul. But osa means only a chata is pasher shalol l'shma. But other kachim are kasher shalol l'shma, which proves an asham is kasher shalol l'shma. Yachol yirtu, you might think of an asham as kasher shalol l'shma based on osa, that you should be yotzi obligation. Tamalom, remotzav sasech, etc., that you can't be yotzi obligation. Ve'ema hababin enin dover laisi l'lirtzi, asham artu yanami l'lirtzi. But that's not a good makar, because that makar is only based on the idea of neder and adava. Yeah, all in shlamin. Shalol l'shma turn into nedava, but asham we thought it would be pasul. Okay, but it's kashu of osa, so maybe it should be yotzen. Meaning, if the only there is no option in nedava by asham, so it must be that you're either yotze or not yotze. And since we know you're yotze, it's kashu. You have to be yotze. So the answer is no. Amar by asham demir tilo matzah amar kavachom rei olama ola sheinu mechaper sheinu maratze asham mechaper nizin sheinu maratze. Right, you can't say that an asham is maratze. Why? Because an ola, which is a lower level, that's not mechaper for a specific aveira, is not meratzah shalol l'shma. So kolshkin and asham, no malo oshen kolo. Maybe an ola is more chomer because it's all burnt on the mizbeach. Shlam yochichu, shlam improve. Because if a shlamim, which is only a very light kachim, is not meratzah for sure, and asham's not. No. Sorry. Malo shlam shem tuna nisachin utnufas chazi v'shok. No, but shlomim are more chomer in some ways than asham. They need nesachim, and most ashamos don't need nesachim with them. And they need tenufas chazei v'shok. You have to wave the chazei v'shok, and no asham needs to wave the chazei v'shok. So Ola tochiach, but an Ola doesn't need tenufas chazei v'shok. So v'chazer din lo rizekri zev, lo rizekri zev. You can't say the reason that you're not yotze, your obligation that it's lo olo is because of tenufas chazei v'shok, because that only applies to shlomim, not Ola. You can't say it's because of kolil, because that only applies to Ola, not shlomim. So neither factor is like the other. Hatzad ha-shavash v'em, the common denominator is shein kodshim, v'shachin shlo shmon k'sherim. They're kodshim, and if you shachin shlo shmon, they're kosher v'ein maratzin. Afani avi ashim shu kodesh, shachin shlo shmon kosher v'ein maratzin. So you can prove that the ashim is not maratzin because of the tzad ha-shaveh of Ola and Shlomen. No, Malo tzad ha-shaveh shem shein yeshu b'tzibar. Maybe Ola and Shlomen are different because the tzibar brings them sometimes. No, Toda tochiyach, because Toda is also kosher v'ein maratzin. And Toda is only brought by a yachid. Malo Toda shein yeshu b'tzibar. Maybe Toda is more chomer because you bring bread with it. No, Ola Shlomen yachichu, which you don't bring bread with them. B'chazar adin lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. Again, the chomer of Toda, you bring bread, does not apply to Olu Shlomim. The Chumra Olu Shlomim that the Tzibur brings them sometimes doesn't apply to Toda. So what's the common denominator Chumra of them? Shein Kodshim, Shachtim, Shlosh, Shlom, Kasher, Inim Ratzah. Afani Yavi Ashim, Shuk, Kodesh, Shachtim, Shlosh, Shlom, Kasher, Inim Ratzah. So just like they are Karbonos, and Shlosh, Shlom, Kasher, Inim Ratzah, so to Ashim. No, Malat Tzad Hashem, Shem, Shein Ban, Menedim, Nedava. No, maybe they're all different because they can come in a Nedava. And therefore, you can always bring an extra one. But an Ashim, you can't just bring an extra one. So maybe it should have to be either Pasul or Kasher. So we'll make it Kasher. So the answer is Elam Rava Zos HaTorah VeGomer the Hekesh from Daf Dalim and Beis. He keeps it because of the Shlom. He says Zos Tzra Lo Lovelam Chavla Cha Lo Lovelam and Cha V'Lachatat V'LaAsham V'LaMiluim V'LaZevach Hashlamim. So we're Hekesh and Asham to Ola and Shlamim. So he keeps it because of the Shlom. And Mashlam Shem Kachim Shachs Shol Shon Kshir Meim Ratzim Afani Avi Asham Shu Kodesh etc. Through not through a Tzad Hashava, not through a Binyan Av, but through a Hekesh, since the Hekesh is Shlom, it must be Kosher Bein Amaratze. My Chaz, the actual Shlom, actually Chatas, but the Pasuk says L'Chatas. So why make a Hekesh Shlom and not the Chatas? No, Hamir Echon Osa. Basically, Osham has to be Hukash to either Shlom or Chatas. It's not Hukash to Chatas, because Osa is been might that nothing else is like a Chatas. So the only candidate left is Shlom, so it's Kosher Bein Amaratze, and in the end, Reish Lakish can get up and continue with his normal life. He's okay. A few things that I just want to point out about this Gemara. First of all, just a technical point. What was Reish Lakish's problem? Right? What was Reish Lakish's problem? Reish Lakish's problem, the Brisker Rav here actually says this, you can read in two ways. Either his problem was that he just didn't know a mucker for kosher v'ein maratzah, or it's that he just didn't think it made sense that it could be kosher v'ein maratzah. And if you say, how could he not think it makes sense, or at least by Asham he didn't think it makes sense. So the Gemara reads easier if you say his problem is he just didn't think it makes sense to be kosher v'ein maratzah. He says, how could there be such thing as kosher v'ein maratzah? It doesn't make sense. Then the answer, what do you mean? Acher Misa's kosher v'ein maratzah, so it does make sense. Right? So if he's looking for, like, I know it's true, but how does it make sense? Then the Gemara reads, of course it makes sense. You have Acher Misa. He says, but you don't have that by Asham. You have a Pasuk, so it's Exeris Gassim. You have to deal with it. But you don't have the Pasuk by Asham. So in the end, we have to come on to the Hekesh. Tosfos seems to have read it differently, because Tosfos, in Dibur Maskal Haggah, he starts out with... I think this is this is an important toast of reading this Shakta Matarya. It says V'im Tomer, he says first, me dummy. This is not the point I'm in the middle of. Ha ni lo alu aval bon lacher misa alu legamri l'shem chova. He says, how can you bring a raya that it could be kosher v'ina maratze from acher misa? Shalol l'shema is not alu l'shem chova, but acher misa is alu l'shem chova. L'manda reshibudu do raisa ma yakar b'nifsal yorshim z'kung lavi acher. If you hold there's a shiba do raisa, then there's an obligation on the estate, and you have to bring this carbon to yotzi the obligation, and if not, you'd have to bring another carbon, so it's really yotzi the obligation. And even if you hold the Sheba is not do raisa, then still, if while she was alive she had been mafresh two carbonos, then still there'd be such things yotzi de chova, because if you're makar of one of them, then you don't need to bring the other one. Right, so there's still yitzis dechove after death. So does the answer Yisholim the Mekomah Kam Dami Ksas LaDadi Linyan Deimaratzim Ritzu Gomer Deinkavar Lameis V'Labar Chiyuv Havahu El Shnas Chayev Mei Chayim Uveshinu Kodesh Abayim Lamnami Ritzu Gomer. He says that the comparison was not, and here's what we're doing in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't ask, im lo alu lamahim ba'u. V'im sheirim heim lama lo alu. Right? The Gemara's problem wasn't that you're not yotzi your obligation. The Gemara's problem was ritzoi. The Gemara's problem was that you get your kapara. Right? And that was the Gemara. The Gemara's problem wasn't like, how can it be that it's kosher, but not yotzi the obligation? Because then this wouldn't have been a good answer. Acher misa. Acher misa is kosher and yotzi the obligation. The Gemara's problem was, if it's kosher, forget about the obligation. That's just a side effect of being mechaper. If it's mechaper, it should be yotzi the obligation. And if it's not mechaper, why is it kosher? And then they bring a good answer. The question, the problem was, why is it kosher and not mechaper? And the answer is, then they bring a good raya from Bar Lacher Misa, that's kosher. It might be yotzi the obligation, but it's not mechaper, because there's no ritzoi on someone who's dead, and they don't have a personal chiyuv. There's just a chiyuv, a monetary chiyuv on the estate. Okay, so that works out. Now, there's another question. V'im tomer, my raya, my yisi Bar Lacher Misa, what the proof from Bar Lacher Misa, from posthumous karbanos? Atu mi'alfinu min abachom makam shol shina akasav de'inu ala mitzvah de'imik shem rilal. Are we going to extrapolate from posthumous karbanos that every case the Torah says something once and it's not ma'akev, which Tosa seems to assume that it's the least possible at this point, that we think that it's only said once and it's not ma'akev, that it's kosher v'lo Allah? Right? Like, what's the, how can you extrapolate from bon la'achar misa to shalol l'shma? Because then, if you can extrapolate from achar misa to shalol l'shma, there's kosher v'lo Allah, you should extrapolate from achar misa to all halachic problems that it's kosher v'lo Allah. But we never heard that you extrapolate to any other problem in Karbanos that's kosher lo alu. So that's Tosa's question. So Tosa's question is, why extrapolate from achar misa to shelo lishma and not from achar misa to any other case?
Which other cases are there?
Where it's not shino l'akev, for example. Good question. What's another case where it only says it once? Anyone want to help me out here? What's another case where it only says it once?
I can read you from the note.
Okay.
Willing? Okay. Kagon shechisa tznufo smicho shelo
shalcha. Oh, good point. You left out tznufo or smicha, for example. Right? You didn't do tznufo. You didn't do smicha. Or what else?
He's got.
He didn't do Hagasha.
That we learned.
Right. Okay. You didn't do it for Reach. If you're someone told us that that's not Ma'akev. Meaning that you didn't do Tznufa. So we never heard that it's Kasher Lo Allah. Why not learn from Achar Misa that it's Kasher Lo Allah? That's Tosa's question. So now, this depends on really. This is what the Brisker Rav points out here. Sorry, I didn't put on the Makoros. But also, it's very hard to understand unless you. What the Brisker Rav is saying, unless you already know before you read it. What was Reish Lakish's problem? Right? What was Reish Lakish's problem? So you could have understood him in two ways. One was that he knew there is a makor for kasher v'lo Allah. He knew that a makor for kasher v'lo Allah, but thought it was impossible to have kasher v'eino meratzeh. Right? If you understand his question that way, he trusted there was some makor for kasher v'lo Allah. He just thought this was impossible. Then Tosa is no question. Then we are not learning from Achar Misa that Lo Lishma is Kasher V'lo Meratzeh, but rather only that it's possible to be kosher v'eino meratzeh. Right, so one way is that if his question is, it's impossible to kosher v'eino meratzeh. You can't have a kosher carbon without ritzoi. Then what's the answer? We're not learning that it's kosher v'eino meratzeh. We're just learning that it's possible to be kosher v'eino meratzeh. And then Tosos has no question. And then Right? Tosfos' question, this is what the Brisker Rav himself points out, is not difficult. Right? That if you say his problem was just, if you read his Lashon in a simple sense, how can you have this claim of Kosher Meinim Ratza? You're not allowed to have, it's not possible to have Kosher Meinim Ratza. The proof is it is possible to have Kosher Meinim Ratza. Why you have Kosher Meinim Ratza? There must be a Makar. He's not using this as a Makar, just a proof that it's possible. Right? Not a proof that it is, just that it is possible. Right? Not a proof that it is, just that it can be. And then you don't have to ask Tosfos' question. Why don't we learn that everything is kosher meinim ratza? The answer is we're just saying it can be kosher meinim ratza. Then you need a makor to make it kosher meinim ratza, and there must be some makor. But that's not the simplest way to read the Gemara. The simplest way to read the Gemara is that he doesn't yet know motzos vasecha. If he doesn't yet know motzos vasecha, then he should not have any makor at all, right? So the Tosfos' way of reading Rav Shlakish's problem is that he had no source for thinking. Basically, his problem was, let's say better. His problem is, what is the makor that it's kosher ve'eino meratza? Right? His lashon sounds more like the first way. He's not asking, how do I know it's kosher meinim ratza? He's saying, how can it be possible to be kosher meinim ratza? And his first answer is, well, Akramisa proves it's possible. And then he says, it doesn't prove it's possible by Asham. So he says, well, it must be Xeris of Hussle that's possible anyway. Even that doesn't prove it must be a Hekish that's possible anyway. But the other way to read, the way Tosfos reads him, is, what's the mucker that it's kosher meinim ratza? What's the mucker that it's kosher meinim ratza? And then the answer is, right? Then the answer is, the makor of kosher ve'eino meratze of shelo lishma kosher ve'eino meratze is from Acharmisa. Right, that's the makor, at first we think. Then we say that doesn't work for Asham, so instead we bring the pasuk of Neder and Dava, and that also doesn't work, so instead we bring a Hekish and Shlomen. Right, so the makor is kosher ve'eino meratze. It is Elachar Misa. Then,
what's the Makor from Shlomo?
Tosafos, one second, or Tosafot, has a good question. What's the Makor from Shlomo? That we know Shlomo is kosher ve'eino meratze from either Motzos Vasecha or Achar Misa. That's what Tosos de Bermaskel, Asham, the first de Bermaskel Asham deals with. Let's say we know Shlomo is kosher v'eino meratze. Then from the Hekesh, we also know Asham is kosher v'eino meratze. Then Tosfos has a good question. Why did we have a makor that if Acharmisa is kosher v'eino meratze, so too, so Lishma is kosher v'eino meratze, why don't we say everything is kosher v'eino meratze? Why davka this? So then that Tosfos has a good question. Why do we only compare shelo lishma to Acharmisa, and we don't compare anything else to Acharmisa? If you don't do smicha, we should compare that to Acharmisa. If you don't do tzufa, we should compare it to Acharmisa. If you don't do agosha, compare it to Acharmisa. If you don't do the right number of zrikos adam, compare that to Acharmisa. Why not compare everything to Acharmisa? Why do we compare? Why is there davka similarity between shelo lishma and Acharmisa? Tosos, when he reads the Gemara, gets into this problem. Now again, Tosfos' reading the Gemara is not the simplest shot of Rish Lakish's words, because he says, if it's not Mechaper, why is it Kosher? And if it is Mechaper, then why isn't it? Well, that sounds like he's just saying, how is this possible? But it seems to be a good way to read the Gemara, because if he didn't yet know Motzos Vasecha, then there's no Makor, and why would he trust there's a Makor? Amaran don't trust that there's a Makor for things. So, okay, so Tosfos has a problem. What's Tosfos' answer? Tosfos' problem is, let's remember, he read the Gemara as not is it possible to be kosher meinim ratza, but what's the makor of kosher meinim ratza? Then the answer is the makor of kosher meinim ratza is Acharmisa. But why is Acharmisa makor of shelo lishma? What do those two have in common? So the answer to Yishlomer, did davka shinu kodushinu bailim davka medame d'havi barn l'Acharmisa she'ein lo bailim k'mo shelo sham kosher meinim ratza k'ma kach kan she'shino so mi bailim havi k'ein lo bailim. Ah, these two things are particularly similar. Because they're not just two problems. They're both about ein lo bailim. After Misa, there is no Bailam. Literally, the Bailam died. And here, it's like Imo Bailam. So that's Tosa's answer. The answer is... Acher Misa, Ein Lo Bailam, and Lo Lishma, Havi Keh, Ein Lo Bailam. Now, the question is, what does he mean? Why is Shelo Lishma like Ein Lo Bailam? Right? What makes Shelo Lishma like Ein Lo Bailam? So here, it's a little tricky. Like, why should Lo Lishma be like Ein Lo Bailam? I checked Olo Lishem Shlomen. Or Asham L'Shem Chattas. Why should that be like Ein Lo Bailam? Like, it still is a Bailam. I just shechted it for the wrong carbon.
So make it even harder. If you can really say it's Ein Lo Bailam, then don't say it's kosher for Akrava. You're trying to...
No, but that's okay, because Acher Misa proves that it's kosher with Ein Lo Bailam.
With no Bailam at all.
That's Acher Misa.
Okay.
Okay. So the Shita B'Kubetzes changes the Girsa in order to address this.
You actually answered that question when you went a few years ago. Said that you could describe a korban as Ola Shel Shimon. You know, I mean, the whole, both the name of the korban and the name of the person bringing the korban is part of the identity. That was your svara.
Right, but how does that help here?
So that Shinu Bailim means that it's no longer korban.
But what if I did Shinu Kodesh?
Doesn't matter. So once it says,
what if I shecht Ola Shel Shimon for Shlomim Shel Shimon? Why does it not have a Bailim?
Because it's not Ola Shel Shimon anymore.
Okay, fair enough. Let me come back to that in a second then. Because the Shita B'Kubetzes, because of this pressure, changes the Girsa. I know I discussed this once, but now we can really understand it in context. The Shita B'Kubetzes, Yud Zayin Yud Ches, how does he change it? He reads, Davka Shinui Kodesh Shinui Bailam. Why? Dahavi Shinui Bailam Kabban Lacher Misa. Only Shinui Bailam is like a posthumous carbon. She'ein lo Bailam. Kmoshal Shom Kasher Ein Ratza. Kmo Kansha Shino Somi Bailam. Avi Kein lo Bailam. Only Shinui Bailam is like Ein lo Bailam. And then what about Shinui Kodesh? He adds Shinui Kodesh. Nami Yolof is Shinui Bailam. And then you make an extrapolation from Shinui. So says the. There are two Girsos. Says the Girsas. Hashita B'Kubetzes, he says, Shinoi Bailam Havi Ke'ein Lo Bailam. And Shinoi Kodesh is Yolif Mishinoi Bailam. Only Shinoi Bailam is like Ein Lo Bailam. Why? Then it makes sense. If I shech Shimon's Ola for Reuven, then I've cut it off from Shimon. I know the Bailam's still here, but I've separated the Bailam from the carbon by reassigning this carbon to someone else. Now, I haven't successfully reassigned it to someone else. Doesn't count for Ruvay now, but I have successfully ruined it for Shimon, right? In which case, that makes sense, right? What's the Svara? The Svara is Kevan Shehikriv L'Shem Acher Em Eino Nikrav Bishvil Bailov. Right, once I did it for someone else, I of course didn't count for that other person. But it also doesn't count for the original owner because now I'm being mocked for someone else. So now it counts for nobody. And it's exactly like Acher Misa. It's a great comparison. According to our Girsa, according to Girsat Hadefos, right? The printed Girsa in Tosos, Gam Shinoi Kodesh, the Gam Shinoi Bailim, Havi Ke'en Lo Bailim. Right? And that's a bit of a funny thing. Why would even Shinui Kodesh be like Ein Lo Bailam? And yeah?
Tosa holds that, like Rashi, that the Shinui Bailam is only in the Zrika, or in the Machshava and the Zrika. That's related to the Kapara of the Korban. Right? So it's very, very good. The comparison between the dead person.
Yes, it's very good.
But also the comparison to the wrong Korban is very good. You're getting the wrong Kapara with the wrong Korban.
Because, so you have to say here also that when you're making it the wrong carbon, right, that's ultimately what you have to say. That Tosas thinks when your makrivit is the wrong carbon, let's say I'm makriv, I'm not changing Ruben to Shimon, but I'm changing Ola to a Shlomen. Lemaisa, that is taking it away from the Bailam, because what's the Bailam's connection? The Bailam's connection is that he gets a certain type of kapara from that. And I don't want to give that kapara to the Bailam, right? The Bailam wants a ritzu even ola. And I'm saying the Bailam's not getting the ritzu even ola. So the Bailam's not getting anything. Or the Bailam wants the ritzu of a usham. And I'm saying it's not an usham. So I'm taking away the ritzui of the bailin. I think that's what Adi was trying to say. The svara is that kevan shehekriv almanas shelo kevan shehekriv almanas shelo yirtze ritzui karban zel bailav. Right? Because even if I think Ola Shimon for Shalmi Shimon, he's not getting Ola's Ritzo even Ola. Right? Kigon Sheruving Lo Yeratze Ritzo Shal Ola Ella Shal Shlomim Vahare Ruvain Eino Zokok. Libritzoy shall shlomim. I mean, he can't get a ritzoy shlomim even if he wanted to, right? Because it's an ola. So here it's an ola. So even if I think the ola is a shlomim, I'm taking away the ritzoy ola for. And if you assume, like Tosos, Lashitase, the only connection of Reuven to the carbon is the ritzoy, then the kevan she'ein hakarbon miratzeh lebailin ein kesher. Bain, Habailim, the carbon. That's what Adi was saying. That Tosas, this be Tosas, the Shitase against the Rambam, the only connection of the Bailim is in the Kapara. And therefore, if he's not getting his Kapara, then the Bailim's not connected, even though I still thought Ruvain. But I didn't think Ruvain was getting the Kapara that's relevant to Ruvain. In which case, Ruvain's not connected anymore.
Really?
Yes.
The fact that it's counted as an Adava for Ruvain doesn't.
Let me come back to that in a second. Okay, good point. Let me come back then, half a second. You're absolutely right. Tosel l'shitase, she'ein kesher levailim b'karbon ella ha'kapara. Right? Yeah. The only connection of the bailim is through the kapara, and if I ruin the kapara, I've also ruined the bailim.
Isn't this circular, though? The reason we say the bailim don't have the kapara is because it's no good, but it's no good because we're saying the bailim don't have kapara.
But Tosel's saying the reason the bailim, that's not what I wrote on the board. But Tosfos saying the reason the Bailim don't have kapara is because I thought they shouldn't get kapara. Once I think they didn't get kapara, I'm cutting them off. Before we get to halacha, just to get to what we do. Because just like in my mind, that's Tosfos Chiddush, just like in my, according to the Girsa Tfus, which may be wrong, who knows? Just like in my mind, if I think this should be for Shimon, I'm taking away Reuven's kapara in my kavana. So too, if I think Reuven's ola should be a shlomim, I'm taking away his kapara in my kavana. Because I'm not giving him kapara's ola. And if I'm not giving kapara ola, he can't get kapara shlomim, so he gets no kapara. If he gets no kapara, it's not his. That's before the halacha psul. That's just in my mind. So you just have to add the word sotosos in my mind. Right? You have to lefi machshavto. Right? Kevin shehekar v'shem acher eino nikar b'shol bailav lefi machsheves ha'oveg. And here also, right? Lefi machsheves ha'oveg. This is not circular reasoning. I think the way I put it last time might have sounded like circular reasoning. It's Lefi Machshavas Ha'Oved, I'm taking away from the Bailim. In Shinoi Bailim, that's obvious Lefi Mai Machshav, I'm taking away from the Bailim, and then you see the comparison. And even in the Girsa Tfus, in Shinoi Kodesh, maybe I'm taking away from the Bailim. How? I'm still thinking it's Reuven's. Yeah, but if I'm thinking it's Reuven's and not an Ola, then Reuven's not getting Kapara's Ola. And if he's not getting Kapara's Ola, he's not getting Kapara. And if he's not getting Kapara, then it doesn't mean anything for it to be his. According to Tosos, as Adi points out, that says that the only link to the Bailim is in the Kapara. Okay, so we could justify Tosfos. Now,
do you think we have to go? I mean, we could go with the Rambam Svara too, that it's establishing the identity and not the Kapara.
That the identity of Ola's roofing is a package deal, and it's either all or nothing. Right. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I don't think we have to force Tosfos in.
Okay, fair enough. Just works nicely, yes. Now I want to get to the Lumdish issue here. Which I only noticed, you notice, I only found this marker between giving out sheet 7 and sheet 8, this nice Nitziv in the Roi Sada, who points out that what's the real Lundish issue going on here? The real Lundish issue is where Shlokish has a problem with this in between client androgynous kind of thing, which is kosher v'ina maratze. We've heard of karbanos that are kosher and you're yotze. They do what they're supposed to do b'di'evit. We've heard of karbanos that are puzzle b'di'evit. Really, until now, we never really heard of karbanos that are kosher, but yet not maratze. How can you have a karbon without ritzoy? Ritzoy seems to be very fundamental to the concept of a karbon. And that's what we're struggling with, right? Achar Misa, Neder Nedava, etc. And this brings up the issue. I know I briefly discussed this issue in like the second shiur or something, but too briefly, of what is the nature of this carbon of Kashrut Lo Allah. And then Itziv points out that even in our sugya, at least according to what we think now, in our sugya before we got to Davav, there seems to be two different models. One is Achar Misa. Achar Misa, what does it do for the dead guy? Absolutely nothing. Right? B'meisim chafshi. Let's assume. You know, you could deny this. Right? But we also compare it to an Adava. What does an Adava do for me? Does an Adava do nothing for me? No. What does an Adava do for me? It does a lot for me. I get Ritzoy of an Adava. After all, why do people bring Adavas? Yeah. It's a mitzvah to bring an Adava. You get Ritzoy from an Adava. It's a chus to bring an Adava. Mm-hmm. Right? You get, you know, you could say just abstract idea of points, even in a more concrete fashion. What if I bring an Ola as an Adava? Do I get anything for that? What do I get? Kapar of what? What does Rashi say there? Asay. I get Kapar of an Asay if I bring an Ola's Nedava, right? I get the same Kapar if I bring an Ola's Nedava or an Ola's Nedava. The only difference is do I have to bring it if it dies? Right? So is it just what's an Adava? I do get Ritzoy. It is Meratzeh. It's just not Meratzeh. It's just not, you'll say, my obligation. Right? So what do we mean here by Kasher Ve'ena Meratzeh? What's the answer to Reish Lakish? Is it really Kasher Ve'ena Meratzeh Bechlau? Or is it really, no, it really is Kasher Meratzeh. It's just not Meratzeh on the Chovah to be Yotzei Yidei Chovah.
But you are fulfilling a Chovah. Once you make a neder and a dove, you have a chov. And by bringing a carbon, you are fulfilling your obligation.
No, because if I say in a dove, harei zo ola, then I'm not obligated to replace it if it dies.
You replace
it,
but you're obligated, as long as you have it, you're obligated to bring it.
Okay, but I have no... Correct. I'm obligated to bring it, but it's not fulfilling any pre-existing obligation, let's say. Yes, it is, because first I say a neder, and then I pick the animal. Once I say Ariel, I have an obligation. Then when I say this sheep, that sheep is fulfilling the pre-existing obligation from when I made the neder. So it's pre-existing to the hakdosh of the sheep. It pre-existed this sheep being a carbon. So let us ask the following question. And the Nitziv asks this based on the two models of our Gemara. Now, according to what Morty pointed out yesterday, you could say there's no difference between... Not yesterday. 10 minutes ago. You could say there's no difference between the models. Maybe after Misa also is really Ritzui for the Mace. Just not an obligation for the Mace, because Mace and Chofshim and Amitzos, right? His estate might have obligation, but he doesn't. So that's what I said. There might be room for what Morty's saying. But if we have two models...
When you say Ritzui, do you mean Kapora? Or is that a third thing?
When I say Ritzoyim, let's assume Ritzoyim means Kapara.
Ritzoyim Kapara.
Yeah. Now, what's funny is that, by Shlomim, is the Ritzoyim really a Kapara? You know, let's equate them nonetheless. So, we have two models.
And the Ola said you get two things.
One or two models. One is Achar Misa, although Morty says, not so Pashat, right? If we assume, and here I admit you don't have to assume, you could say it's one model, and maybe that works even nicer. Right? But if we assume Ein Ritzoy Lemeisim, right? So here you have, it's Kosher Ve Ein Bo Ritzoy Lebailim Klal. As a matter of fact, we paskin, not like Rav Mari Bray de Rav Rav Murray, Rav Pinchas Brady Rav Murray, not like Pinchas Brady Rav Murray, we paskin ain't Shinui Bailim L'Achar Misa. Right? There is no Shinui Bailim L'Achar Misa, because there's no Bailim L'Achar Misa. Right? Kashav, right? We paskin. Remember, we saw this in Machlokis. Ain't Shinui Bailim L'Achar Misa. Why? Because there's no Bailim. Right? There's no Bailim L'Achar Misa. It's just a Stam Karban. Right? So that's one model. Meaning, there's no Bailim L'Achar Misa. The other model is Nedava. A Nedava has Bailim, is Meratzeh L'Bailim. Just, it's not meratza for the chova. It's not meratza for the chova, but it's meratza for the bialim. It's a perfectly good karban. It's just not yotzei chova. So is it a perfectly good karban that's not yotzei chova? Or is it a hefker karban that has nothing to do with me anymore? So these are two models. Do we say that shelo lishma kosher v'lo Allah? Do we say that it's basically a fully kosher karban, just doesn't fulfill the chova, meaning kosher umiratze v'eino miratze v'eino miratze le'inin chova. Right? So maybe Rish Lakshmi's problem is happening with a carbon that's kosher v'eino miratze. Maybe the answer is, at least in an asha, maybe the answer is it is miratze. She's not miratze for the chova, but it still counts as your karban. Or do you say no? You say that it is a you lost all stake in the karban. It's still nikrav, but not for the bialim. The bialim, nothing in this karban anymore. It's still nikrav, but it's not nikrav for them. They're gone from this karban. This is the classic nafkamina. Nafkamina is an ola shelo lishma lechaper al asei. Is an ola shelo lishma still mechaper in my aseis? Every ola shelo lishma is mechaper in asei. For example, if your lettuce has to bring an ola, it's also mechaper in any aseis. Right? So, is it a shelo lishma? It's not yield to the obligation. She has to bring another one. But is it mechaper on aseis? So, but?
Why can't you say that even la hamisa, it is meratze, just as no one to be meratze for?
Well, then it's not meratze. No, it's meratze for.
It is. It's just that there's nobody there.
Then that's not meratze. Yeah. Can't be meratze for nobody. So this seems to be a discussion. So here is a big machlokes. Says the Netziv on our sugya. He says, Tosfos asks a little later. Tosfos asks an interesting question. He says, how do we know Asham is kosher v'eino meratze? From the Hekesh to Shlomim. That's what we get to in the end. How do we know Ola and Shlomim are kosher v'eino meratze? From Acharisa. So what do you mean Motzos Vasecha anymore? That's Tosfos' question. Right? And so Tosfos answers, he says, that whole Acharisa thing was very weak and we really don't hold for it in the end. It was only a desperate Havamina, but really it's not a good limud. So answer to the Netziv, he says no. Because you have to know which model. If it was just the model of Achar Misa, that would be kosher v'eino meratze mamish. Sorry, that would be like mamish, like no one's karban. But once we have Moses Vasecha, that teaches us it's like an adava, and that's what he answers. Lefima sheyadam yisvar domi l'achar misa and kein eino domo domo mamish meratze k'desa v'nir tzolo she'en kein l'achar misa eino meratze el shen karban kosher. Ma she'en kein l'fi adrasha Moses Vasecha v'ade shen meratze mechaper el shen yotze yidei nidro. Okay, he says it's meratze and mechaper. It's just not yotzei the obligation. He says that's what we need motzos vasecha to teach us that it's not so puzzle. It's not like it's not my carbon at all. I lose the carbon. It's not like I lost the carbon entirely. But you know what? Once we already started bringing the beis hamikdash, the mizbeach will accept it. No, it's still miratze umechaper, says the Netziv. Miratze umechaper. Likewise, says the Sfas Emes from the last Makoros sheet on Daf Hei Amud Beis. His lashon was. Nered the hachanam shalol lishma mihitlo olos shem chovas haneder aval shaper miskaper aasei kechol olas nedava shemiskaper naasei v'imkein ikra appears for a meratzin to come realize our handlios olos shem chova. It's not meratzin for the chova, but it's of course mechaper naasei like an nedava, says the Sfas Emes. Mechap meratze o mechaper. Says Bas Emes, Miratze Umechaper Al Asei Kimo nedava. It's an nedava. It's only not maratza for chova. So it's the answer to Rish Lakish's question according to the Nitziv and the Sfas Emes ultimately. According to the Sfas Emes, what's the answer? You're right. It's not really a kosher in maratza. It's really maratza, just not for the chova. It's maratza. It's just not maratza for the chova. It's a special, you know, you brought it for certain chova. If you didn't bring it l'shma, then it doesn't relate to that chova. But it's still maratza. It's still your karban. It's still you're still bringing a karban.
Is it kites on the sun?
No, it's your personal karban. It's your personal karban. It's still maratza for you. It's your personal karban. It's still maratza for you.
Actually, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechet, doesn't mention anything about not being maratza.
Right.
It says lo
correct. Now, in a few places, the Gemara uses a phrase "ina maratza," but what the Sfas Emes that Tziv says is the Mishnah says lo olashim chova, and you know that's another way of putting this tension. The Mishnah says lo olashim chova. All of a sudden, Reish Lakish says "ina maratza." Tosfos already noticed that difference. So, which is it? Is it olashim chova or is it ina maratza? Says the Sfas Emes that Tziv, it really is maratza. It's just ina maratza olashim chova. Right? But it's really, because the Gemara does use the phrase ina maratza sometimes. But be'etzim it's maratza. It's just not maratza klape de chova. As opposed to, the other way of reading the Gemara is that, the Mishnah is lo olashim chova, but what that means is that it's ina maratza klau. The Chaz in Yecheskel, I know I put that in brackets, because it's a little hard to get to. The Chaz in Yecheskel Abramsky, there's a Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim here. At Talmud of Rav Chaim, and he wrote a parish on Tosefta, but not to be confused with Rav Shaul Liebman's Tosefta Pshuta. Rav Yechezkel Abramsky's Pirush in Tosefta is mostly just a Pirush on Lumdus, which started from a line in the Tosefta. So it's not really a Pirush on the Tosefta. It's really a Pirush on the Lumdus of the Gemara, but he starts with the Tosefta. So the Chaz Yechezkel says absolutely not, and he brings a proof from Rashi and the Zayin of Beis that this is not true, that it's not Mechaper on the same. Because Rashi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where is it here?
Hebrew Master Daf.
Where's it on the page?
That's a separate question.
it's someplace here.
Daf goes.
Yeah, it's just
Rashi,
this.
No.
What?
First Rashi.
Yorish.
Daf goes, almost, yeah. He says, here it is, ready? The Iika Kama Asay Gabi Yorish Mechapra in Lo Shinaba. Even there's a few assays, the Mechapra in these assays, if you didn't do a Shalol Lashma, do a Shinoi. Okay, so he's very clear. He supposes it unnecessarily. His main point is that it's Mechapra, and if you do a Shinoi, you don't bring another one because it's not obligatory. But what does he throw in? It's Mechapra and assays if you don't have a Shinoi Hashem. You don't have a Shalol Lashma. So Rashi is very clear, says Rashi on Dav Zayin Beis, that it's not Mechaper on an Asay if you're a Shinoi. If you're bringing Shalol Lashma, it's not Mechaper on an Asay against the Sfas Emes. I know what the Sfas Emes wrote in this Rashi. I'm sure he got this Rashi. And therefore, says the Chaz in Yecheskel, he sort of takes that, says the Chaz in Yecheskel, he says that therefore we see that it's Eino Meratze Klal. Lebailim v'havi ke'ein lo bailim. It's mamish like a hermisa. It's a karba without bailim. And he points out that in our girsa in Tosfos, this is what Tosfos says in our girsa, right? What does Tosfos say in our girsa? Bein shinui kodesh, bein the girsa defus. Bein shinui kodesh, bein shinui bailim is ke'ein lo bailim.
That fits good for you.
This fits with Tosfos. Tosfos le fi girsas. Had the fuss, what did Tosfos say? He says, Havi ke'ein lo bailim, I think was his lashon. And in our gear, so he's talking about bein shinui kodesh, bein shinui bailim, he's talking in general. Havi ke'ein lo bailim, right? So these are two radically different ways of reading our Mishnah. Did you basically lose your carbon entirely? Or you still have zechus of the ritza of your carbon? You just didn't fulfill your obligation. So is it basically a perfectly fine carbon, just it can't relate to the obligation? Or is it basically not your karban at all? It's like a hefker karban. It's like a dead person's karban. The mizbeach will accept it, but no one's bringing it anymore. You lost your stake in this karban legamri.
And I understand. First purpose, the karban is ritzui. Then what does it mean you have to bring another one?
That there can be ritzui without ritzui for this chova. Let me just give an example, right? I can have a chuva. I'll give you a great example. I am chayev to bring an olas yoledes, right? And I bring a bull for an ola. So I'm not yotzei chayev olas yoledes because that has to be a sheep. But I certainly get ritzoy. I still bring an ola, right?
What
is ritzoy? For an ola, ritzoy is easy. It's machaper and various assays that I did.
Nothing to do with what you're bringing.
Right, machaper and various assays, correct. Even if I bring it for a yoledes, it's machaper and various assays, the Gemara says. The next line that we're going to get to. So that's a ritzoy. Now, what is a ritzoy for shlom is a little trickier. It's not machaper and something. You have to say there's a certain kiyum of ritzoy in a shlom, a certain spiritual effect of that shlom in. And after all, that's why people bring nedavas. Why do people bring nedavas? Because they want to get that spiritual effect, which is called ritzoy, which might be kapara or might be something else. But that is something called ritzoy. Yeah. So now another nafkamina of this might very well be, which is where we mentioned this a little earlier, the whole question of, how about shinoi bailim after shalol lishma? Right? How about, zrika, for example, bishinoi bailim after shchita? This is just examples. You could have picked any of the four, right? Shalol lishma. So we discussed this earlier, right? The Gemara says clearly that after you shchita shalol lishma, you can't do zrika shalol lishma. Meaning, if you do shchita olol l'shem shlamin, you can't do kabbalah molach and zrika olol l'shem shlamin. How about with shinoi bailim? Could you do, if I do zrika olol l'shem shlamin, can I now do the zrika shimon l'shem ruvein? So, says the Chazon Yecheskel, he says, mutter, why? Because once I did a shalol l'shma, there are no bailim anymore. And if there are no bailim, there can't be an issur of shinoi bailim. Because...
But what do you achieve by changing the bailim?
Ain't bailim. Nothing. You don't achieve anything. The question is this. Let's say you have a Kohen who is really messed up. He's so messed up that when he's mekabel the dam of Shimon's Ola, he's mekabel it for a shlomen. Now it's lo yatsi dechova. Right? Now this same messed up Kohen says, okay, now when I'm zorek, then we tell him, you idiot, it's an Ola. Do the Avodah for an Ola. So he says, no problem, I'll be Zorei for Ola's roofing. So do you have to stop him? He's crazy. Again, I only literally showed him. That would be a problem with the Avodah. Just crazy. Right? He's crazy. Do you have to stop him or not? So the Chazon says, no, let him do whatever he wants. There is no Bailim, so Shinoi Bailim doesn't hurt. It doesn't help either. You're right, Sasha. Well, I don't know why one would do it. It's only a theoretical question. But it doesn't hurt, as opposed to the... as opposed to the Lakuti Alachos we saw at the time, and this is Alpi Stimas HaRambam, because the Rambam wrote Stam and did not seem to be Mechalik, he said Usser. So Lechorah, this is a Nafkamina of this Chakira. If you say turn into an Adava, remember, Adava Mishari Lishnuyipe, are you allowed to do Shalol Lishvan and Adava? You're allowed to do Shin and Adava? If it's still Nidvas Ruvain, how can you do it for Shimon? It's Nidvas Ruvain. You're not allowed to bring Nidvas Ruvain Lishin Shimon. But if Ruvain lost the carbon entirely, it's now an ownerless carbon. It's now a carbon that doesn't help anyone. It's now basically just accepted as the carbon in the Mizbeach, but it's not actually accomplishing anything for anyone. Then what's the problem of Shinu Bailim? Who cares what Mashana the Bailim? There are no Bailim anymore.
But doesn't this go back to what we had last time, the time before? No machlokas of when do you have Shinu Bailim? Is it only a Makshava by Shchita? And if it's that, then once... It doesn't matter what you do later.
No, but that was that strange rock that we didn't know how to make sense of. The mainstream shot is at least by Zrika, the Shinu Bailim. Right? At least, maybe only, but at least.
Does this approach of the Chazon Yecheskel make it easier to understand why the Korban is Bechol Zot brought as a Korban? Because if for the owner, for a particular owner, it doesn't do Lomai V'lomori, Chazon Yecheskel cuts off everything to the particular owner. But the Korban stays to be a Korban. Otherwise, I don't understand why I asked you a few times, why do you bring the Korban?
That's your Shlokas, like, right?
The Seder. Okay,
fine. I think according to the Sas Emes, it works better. Why do you bring the Korban? Because it's a Nedava. What's wrong with a Nedava? You bring the Korban, at least it's still a Nedava. Now, For Olin Shlomim and Toda, that makes sense. For Asham, it's a little trickier. So you have to say, you bring the carbon, it's an Asham Nedava. Ah, there's no such thing as Asham Nedava, but here, Xeris Akasim, there is such thing as an Asham Nedava. Right? So you have to say it's a Nedava. Akram, that makes more sense for Reish Lakish, makes more sense for the Sfas Emes. And the Netziv. Why do you bring this carbon? You bring it because it's a Nedava. What's wrong with bringing a Nedava? It doesn't accomplish what you want to accomplish, but it's still a Nedava. As according to the Chan Yechez, it's a little harder. Why do you bring this carbon if it doesn't accomplish anything for anyone? Then the answer is, because it's like La'akramisa. There is such thing as a carbon. Once a carbon's hectish, it has a certain momentum. Yeah, so once it's momentum, you still bring it. So why is it easier?
Well, because there's no connection anymore to these Baalim. The Baalim are out, but the carbon stays on its own.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, meaning it's less of a chiddush.
Couldn't you say the same thing just for myself? Nobody else is in this situation. You go to shul, you daven with a minyan, and that day you're worried about something else. You have absolutely no kavanah. So why are you even bothering? Because that's what you're supposed to do. And the same thing, you're supposed to bring a carbon. And if it's not done right this way or that
Once
way...
Once the carbon is hectish, you're supposed to bring
you're
it.
You're supposed to bring it.
Even though it's not going to accomplish anything for you. Okay. Now, another interesting...
According to the Rambam, I know I'm going to yell at me for saying the same thing again. Uh-oh. But according to the Rambam, where the same bialim and the same... Zeva for the thing. So, I mean, you have to say the left side, you can't say the Chazon Yechezkel. You have to say that the left side is still is still Shimon's korban, even though it doesn't do anything.
Aha.
It doesn't do kapor, it doesn't do ritu, but it's still Shimon's korban.
Aha. Okay, possibly. Let me come back to that in a moment. Okay, another Nafkumina, by the way, might be this discussion of Mishlo Melech. He has an interesting discussion. He makes a diuk, which is not such a great diuk. He points out in the end that Rashi holds the opposite. He says, Kohanim shepiglu b'miktosh archayev. If the coin is mefagel my carbon, he has to pay me. What if he brings my carbon shlo l'shma? So he says, well, he still has to pay me because now I have to bring another carbon. Right. What if he brings my carbon nedava shlo l'shma? Right. I bring nedava and the coin zorek shlo l'shma. Has he damaged me or not? So the Mishnah Melech says, no, he's potter, he hasn't damaged me. Because I brought a nedava and it turned into a nedava. Right? Shalom Shema is a nedava. So I understand it's not mitzvah namuvchar. But just it's not mitzvah namuvchar, that I can't sue him. Right? He hasn't damaged me. So that's an interesting Mishnah Melech. And that's not so potter, this Mishnah Melech. Let me just, give me a second, sorry. That's not so potter. This Mishnah Melech. It's not so pashut because you could say, what do you mean? I brought this carbon to get ritzoy kapara in my assays, and now I didn't get it.
Right.
So I think this Mishlo Melech, he doesn't address that explicitly, might be totally on this same hakira. If you say, nafkamina is kohen she hikriv nidava shalolishma. What if the Kohen brought in Dovah Shalol Lishma? Basically, has it been ruined? Or no? And a Dovah Shalol Lishma becomes a Dovah, what's the big deal? It's just, okay, not I understand it's not L'chachila, but not L'chachila, but Seder, Mr. Grimm, you can't sue for not L'chachila. So I think the Mishnah Melech might work well, according to the Chazon Yechezkel there. Says the Mishnah Melech, Potter me Tashlumen. But you might have said, oh, sorry, wrong side. Says the Mishnah Melech, Potter. But you could have said, Chayim L'Shalom. I don't know if anyone specifically argues on that Mishnah Melech. Rashi does say, Shalosh, well, you have to pay. But Rashi says, Chata Shalosh, well, you have to pay. But of course, he ruined it entirely. You could say, you know, it's not 100% clear. It's always hard to tell when you have to pay for spiritual damages. But it makes sense to me that if you said like Tzvas Emes in the room we saw that, it's still a good Nedava. So if you made a Nedava and turned into a Nedava, he hasn't damaged me. Okay, he wasn't perfect, but he hadn't really damaged me because I got what I wanted. But if you say no, because I lose the carbon entirely, it's not mine at all, then he has damaged me. I want to get a Ritzoy, I want to get Kapara Saseid, and now I don't get Kapara. So if you consider that to be a damage, which... You know, I'll be pashtus, we would think would be.
In the other case, you have to bring another carbon. Here, you don't have to bring another
carbon. Correct, obviously. So, at the very least, you could say that if Mustaber to me, at least possible, I would think the odds are you'd be high up to pay. What do you mean? You ruined my.
It counts for the owner. So that's why the kohen doesn't pay.
Yeah, but what if you hold a chazan cheskel? It doesn't count for the owner.
This is the opposite.
Then I think the kohen should pay.
Okay, that's the opposite. They take the opposite sides.
How do we know that the nedava done not lishma loses its ritzui and nasei?
We don't. That's what chazan cheskel thinks. We don't know. It's an open question. But how do we know? Because when it comes to Yefesko, every carbon shul l'shma is not maratza on the Bible at all. Like, it is no kesher to the Bible anymore, so of course it's not maratza on the Nasei. Because like Acher Misa.
So I think these are the main nafminas with Tzachira. It could be that there are some gemaras where there's some gemaras which might make more be better according to some sheets than others. I put on the Makoro sheet here. There's a gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel about Or HaOla.
Right? The Gemara says, how do we know there's a rule that Ola's what does the Pasuk say? Or HaOla Sher Kribla Kohen Lo Yeh, but the beginning of the Pasuk is, Ba Kohen HaMakribas Ola's Ish, Or HaOla Sher Kribla Kohen Lo Yeh. The Kohen gets Ola's Ish. The Gemara says, how do we know he even gets an Ola Shel Ola Shema? Maybe only Olas Ish. How do we know he gets the skin, the hide of an Olas Shel Lishma? So the answer is Yachol Shani Marvish Shnishlo Shel Shmo also a Bailin. Lo Yivanim Tegam. Maybe he thinks it doesn't count for the Bailin. The Kohanim don't get the skin. Tamalom Or HaOla Mikol Bakom. Or HaOla Mikol Bakom. Sounds to this Gemara like Olas Shel Lishma is not Olas Ish, but it's Ola Mikol Bakom. So the simple shot of this Gemara would sound would be a good proof for the Chazon Yecheskel. It says you would think the coin doesn't get the hide because it's not Ola's Ish. It's not a person's Ola. Kamashlon or Ha'ola, he gets the hide of an Ola anyway. So it sounds like it's not Ola's Ish. Why is it not Ola's Ish? Because it has no Bailim. So here I think if you're talking about the Hava Amina She'ein Kohen Zoche Be'or Ha'ola, that's very nicha, according to the Chazon Yecheskel, because it's not Olas Ish, right? Then it makes a lot of sense. If it's not Olas Ish, because it doesn't count for any person, then I know a person bought it originally, but now it's not his anymore, then we understand the Havamina that the coin shouldn't get the skin, because the coin only gets the hide of an Olas Ish. Kamashwan or Ha'olam Kamakum, even if it's not Olas Ish. Otherwise, we could just have to answer that de Havamina Lidrosh Ola Lachovas Ish. Meaning, Ola can mean Ola or can mean a cat, right? Ola Lachovas, the Ola de Dechova, right? The Havi is the Darshan. Ah, Hamakrivas Ola's Ish only says it's Ola Lachova for an Ish. And this is not Ola Lachova. Kamashlam or Marvin anyway.
Could you try to claim that by a Shlamim, the Bailin doesn't get the Basar of the Shlamim?
That's a great question. What happens to the Basar of a Shlamim that brought Shalom Lashma? Would the Chazon Yecheskel go so far as to say the Bailin doesn't get the Shlamim? Or could it be that the doesn't get the Basar? The Bailus on the Basar is separate from the like Lashane Bailin of the Karban. Because after all, there can be a shlamin that I own the meat, but you get the kapa, get the ritzoy. So therefore, it gets more complicated. You know, that would depend. Like if I'm matches a shlamin for your kapara, who gets the basar?
Would this be tied to the habamina before it? If the kohen actually gets the or, they go back to Nezikin. He's getting benefit from this guy. Nezikin, even though it's a grumo, but if you're getting benefit,
no, he get benefit
you
anyway.
Pay the benefit
no, but if it was lishma, he'd also get the benefit. For sure, if it's Lashma, he gets the skin.
Yes, because he does, but over here, he's getting
okay.
Benefit.
I hear the tainim, I'm not sure I'm convinced. Then, there's a very difficult Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Yudal, which I'm not sure is relevant to this or not, but there's a fascinating case. What about a Nazir or a Mitzora who is not yet on the eighth day? So if he brings the Asham, it's Pasul, because it's called Mechusar Zman B'Bailam. The Bailam hasn't reached the time yet. What if he brings the Asham Shalom Lashma? Do we say it's Kosher now? Or do we say it's still puzzle? Meaning, again, I'm not talking about an Asham Gzelos or an Asham Ilos or an Asham Shifcha Harufa. That there's no time for. Right? But an Asham Nazir. The Nazir's Makdish the Asham to bring on the eighth day. The Matzor's Makdish the Asham to bring on the eighth day. Both happen to bring on the eighth day. And on the fifth day, they bring it. It's puzzle. What if the fifth day they bring it Shalol Lishma?
So there's a machlokes amarayim there. I forget who the names are. We can look it up. Do you say that, well, lishma is kosher because now it's not for Rizchova? Or do you say, no, if it was pasul, lishma, it's pasul shalul lishma. So that, I'm not sure how to analyze this. I'm very hesitant about this. But maybe you could say, here's the question of, asham mechoser zman bivaylim shehikriv shalol lishma. Or shalol lishma, because asham is a masculine.
Right.
In both senses of the word. Right? The animal is, and the word asham is. Right? It actually works out. Well, achata is almost always feminine and ends with a taf, and asham is always masculine, ends with a mem. It doesn't work for all the karbanos, so don't get too excited. But that's a fascinating question, right? And maybe, this is a maybe I would say, if you understood the nature of shalol lishma was that, now you've cut it off from the bialim, it's just a generic asham, which has nothing to do with anyone. Well, if it has nothing to do with anyone, it can't really be mechoser zman bevaylim. If it's not mine, how can it be pasul? Because it's not my time yet. It's not anyone's. It's just a generic asham, right? Okay, the machlok is in menachos. Is it a generic asham or a generic asham mitzora? But either way, it's not an asham for me as a mitzora. So then you might say that kevan she'ein lo bevaylim eino mechoser zman v'kasher. You might say, well, now there's no Bailam. This unique rule of Shalol Lishma, it cuts it off from the Bailam and leaves it in this general carbon status. A general carbon, doesn't matter if it's the fifth day or the eighth day. Fifth or eighth day of who? It's not anyone's carbon. But if you say, no, it's my carbon, it's just not Yotzei the Chova, then maybe you could say, Kevan, Shahave, Asham, Shel, Mitzora, Mechoser Zman, the same would be for Nosir. Maybe you could say puzzle. Now, you could analyze this other ways. I'm not saying this is the only way or the most obvious way to analyze this Gemara. I'm not sure what the most obvious way to analyze this Gemara is, I must admit. But, who are those two opinions in the Gemara? If you want to know, where was, did I say that was Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis? It was Rav Chilkia Bartuvi said that it's kosher. And Rav Huna says that it's pasul. Okay, so this is Rav Huna, and this is Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi. So you might say, maybe they're arguing about something else. I'm not sure. Maybe they're arguing about this. If you say shalol lishma has no bialim, then it can't be pasul, because it's not mechoser zman bialim. If you say mechoser shalol lishma still has a bialim, it's just not yotzei l'chova, then maybe you could say, look, it's still an asham mitzora of someone ineligible to bring it. And therefore, it's still possible because it's mechoser zman bevaylim. Okay, I'm not promising this at all, I'm just pointing this out. Now, lemaisa, there's two gemaras that they bring as proofs either way. One, can we bring any gemaras that are real good proofs? There seem to be two good proofs. One is Zvachim Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara in Zvachim Vavam and Aleph has a suffix that sounds a little like what we're discussing, maybe. Iboi luhu, kipru mashabo lo kipru. When you say kashabu Allah, is it mechaper or not mechaper? Amr of Shei, Shez, Brady, or Vivi, Mistaber, lo kipru. These have been the kipru, Sheni, lo. Obviously, it wasn't mechaper. So if it was mechaper, why do you have to bring another one? Velamai lo kipru lo mukarev. Again, it sounds very much like Rish Lakish. If it's not mechaper, why do you bring it? Amr of Ashi, Rav Shisha, Brady, or Vivi, Hachi, Kakashali. Iomart, Bishlama, lo kipru shalol lishma called shmo kasi sheni lomu ba lachaper or kipru sheni lomu ba. No, this is what he meant. If you think it's not machaper, you bring it because it's on its momentum from when it was supposed to be lishma, and then you bring another one for kapara. But if it's machaper, why would you bring a second one? So the maskana is it's not machaper. Lo kipru al mashibol. So the maskana is lo kipru al mashibol. It's not machaper. This is the big proof of the Chazon Yecheskel. If it's not mechaper mashabo, then it's not even mechaper on an assay. An ola comes for an assay, and it's not mechaper on an assay, so it's not mechaper. So here says the Chazon Yecheskel. He says this is a good proof. Why? Because ola ba'al assay below kipru al mashabo
V'lachein. L'chein ola lo kiper al asay, which is a disproof of the Sfas Emes, says it is mechaper and asay. What are you going to say to defend the Sfas Emes and the Nitziv? What are they going to say to defend themselves? They said it's an adab, it's mechaper like an adab. You can have two answers. Either, what's the defense here? Either, number one, you can hold like Tosos. Tosos Shem says that Sugyazo Mairi Rak Be'asham. This sugya is only coming on an asham. An asham's not kipro mashabahu, but an ola is kipro mashabahu. Mm-hmm. Tosos doesn't say that. But you could say, right? Mm-hmm. You could say, aval ola kiper alma shabah. Right? Maybe an ola is mechaper, because an adab is mechaper and ola says. It just means an asham's not, the asham's not mechaper. You have to bring another asham. What does it do? It gives you some ritzoy. But it's not mechaper. I mean, it's not mechaper on shifcha harufa and gzela and me'ila and nazir shenitma and mitzora. It's not mechaper on those things. But it is mechaper on aseis, like a nedava. It's mechaper as much as a nedava. Right? It's just not mechaper like an usham, like a chova. Or, what the Sfas Emes says, is that ola Eino mechaper v'chelo lishma al asei sheba bishvilo. Aval mechaper al shar asei. It's not mechaper for the asei that you brought it for, but it's mechaper in all your other aseis. So if I didn't blow shofar this year and I bring an ola to be mechaper, it's not mechaper on the shofar, but it's mechaper in all my other aseis. And therefore, now this is a big chiddush. Whoever heard of an ola that's mechaper in every essay but shofar? So you have to say, no, once I bring it for shofar, that becomes like a chova. And therefore, there's a gzeiras hakasam that's not mechaper in the chova. But that's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that it's mechaper in essays, but yet it's not mechaper what it came for. The answer is it's only mechaper in essays that I didn't have in mind to bring it for. Because that's not like an adav is mechaper. Well, I guess an adav also. What's an adav mechaper on? Of course, Ndav's mechaper on essays whether I had them in mind or not. So he has to make a big chiddush here that it's mechaper on half the essays, not the other. Right? If I didn't blow shofar or shake lulav, and I only have three had in mind shofar, and I bring in an ola, shalul shma, it's mechaper on lulav, but not on shofar. Because it's not mechaper what I brought it for, but it's mechaper on essays. That's a big chiddush. I would have preferred just saying like Tosfos, that Gemara is only talking about Asham.
Generic, you say I bring an ola to mechaper an ola,
yes.
Say that I'm chayivan.
I think so, and then what would the Sfas Emes say in that case would be tricky. Yeah, it's a big chiddush that you can have this.
No, here is exactly an exception. But right. In Lechora, if someone wants to be Yosei spiritually, I want to be all on everything.
Right. For sure you could do that. What does it say in Nazar and Vav and Beis? Reb Shimon says, if you remember, the Nazar has to bring his shlomim and shave his head and burn the hair under the fire cooking that shlomim. What if he brought the shlomim shalol l'shma and then shaved his head? Is he yotze his shaving? So Rabbi Shimon says yes. Gemara says why? Because it's like shalmei nedavim. Rabbi Shimon says he's yotze if he shaves on shalmei nedavim. So the Gemara says he's yotze if he shaves on shlomim shalol l'shma. But that proves it's his shlomim. If it's not his shlomim, how could he be yotze? Right? So Lirav Shimon im gileach al shlomim shenikravu or shenikrav, whatever shalo l'shma yatsa. So that seems to prove that it's his shlomim. If it wasn't his shlomim, what do you mean? You think he could be yotze if he shaves on Yenim shlomim? Right? Shmerel brings a shlomim and he shaves on that shlomim. Of course he's not yotze. He's only yotze on his own shlomim. So that proves that it's his shlomim. And that's the big proof that the Sfas Emes doesn't bring, but all some of the later are going to bring for him. Right? This proves that it is considered his karbon. Because he's only yotze if he shaves on his own shlomim, not on someone else's shlomim. Clearly, let's say if there's a ger who died and they found a shlomim in his house and they brought it to the Sfas Emes of it. Obviously, a nazir can't be yotze if he shaves on that shlomim because it's not his. He can only be yotze on his own shlomim. So this is a big proof that it really is considered his. So what do you answer? How do you defend? You could say, although this is dachuk, you could say that that's only Reb Shimon. Maybe the Chachamim disagree. Although it's funny, because the Gemara doesn't indicate that the Chachamim would disagree with this point. Like the Chachamim think you can't shave on Shalom Nidava. But there's no reason the Chachamim think there's not Nidava. Or what the Chazon Yecheskel says is a little dachuk. Or what the Chazon Yecheskel says to defend is that the Nazir is Yotzei as long as he paid for the shlamim, even if it's not nikrav for him. I'm sorry, I ran out of room here. He's this little dachuk. He says, of course the nazir has to shave his own shlamim, but it's not that he paid for the shlamim. The shlamim don't have to be like his beritzoi. They don't have to be nikrav bavuro. It's enough that he paid for them. So let me just a big chiddush. The later achronim I saw say back to the Chazon Yecheskel, what do you mean? What if he like donated shlamim to be mechaper for someone else? You think that he could shave in those shlamim because he paid for them? It's a little dachuk. He's the Chazon Yecheskel. It's dachuk here. He says, doesn't this prove that it's really his? That there's really bailim even in shalol l'shma? The answer is no. This just proves that he paid for it. But it's not really, the carbon's not really for him. It's just that he paid for it. And the Nazir Yotze, as long as he paid for a shlamin. Okay, that's a big finish. But, okay, maybe when we learn a second Nazir, that'll make more sense to us. But we'll leave it at that. The last thing I want to just say here is, and then I'll take questions, is that maybe, you know, there's sort of all the Achronim are arguing on these two possibilities. Basically, there's a Chazon Yecheskel here who takes on some of the earlier Achronim, and then in the Chiddush Gris here doesn't deal with this, but the Gris's sons, more than one of them have Sefer on Maseches Vachem. They bring that the Gris disagreed with the Chazon Yecheskel, went back the other way.
What's this? Who's the Gramad Soloveitchik?
That's where Meshulam David Soloveitchik.
The son of Ravel?
That's the son of Ravel. That's what they call him, Rav David. That's Rav David Soloveitchik. Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik. So he brings from his father that he disagreed with the Chazon Yecheskel, and he really asked on him from this Gemara Nazir. It could be that if you want to sort of have your cake and eat it too, because this Gemara Nazir is very problematic for the Chazon Yecheskel. It really seems to prove that there really is a bailim. And the fact that you paid for it, really, maybe you could just say that you could have a middle shot. There's still bailim. There's just no ritzoi. Maybe you can have bailim without ritzoi. Now, everyone until now has been assuming you can't have bailim without ritzoi. Like, bailim and ritzoi are, let me just add a little, are synonymous. But maybe if you want to have your cake and eat it too, you could say that, there is bailim, but there isn't ritzoi. And then, that's what you were saying before. And then the Gemara Nazir makes sense. You don't need a ritzoi to take a haircut. He just needs to take a haircut on his shlamim. And then the Gemara Nazir also makes sense. It's not mechaper or anything that it came for. And then the Gemara in Nazir is Nicha, but at the same time, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Vav Amar Aleph, is also Nicha. There's no kapar at all, but it's still yours. But what does it mean to have bailim without ritzoi? After all, how is there bailim in a karban if, what does it mean to have bailim in a karban with no ritzoi? So this, as Joel was saying, goes back to what we said in the Rambam earlier, that according to Tosfos, this is a little more difficult. There's only Shaykh talking about bailim in terms of who this Rika is machaper for. Otherwise, there's no bailim. But if you assume, like the Rambam, no. Bailim maybe is part of the identity of this karban. Not just who gets the kapara. The bailim is part of the identity of this karban. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say there's bailus aside from ritzoi. Because it's a chiddush to say there's bailim aside from ritzoi. Because, like, what does it mean for it to be my karban if it's not maratza for me? But if you're willing to say that there's, like the Rambam, no, the identity of the karban is olas Reuven. Right? It's coming from Reuven, even if Reuven doesn't get credit for it.
right? Then all the Gemaras would work out well. Theoretically, maybe you could say there's Bailam and Ritzoy, but no Kapara. And that could be an alternate in-between formulation. I mean, there's no Kapara Nase, but there is Ritzoy on a lower level. Maybe those are saying the same thing in different words. But if you're willing to say that in-between Shita, which is not what I found in any of the Akronim, I even looked through. I opened up my Chiddush Rav Shulam Dovid and started looking through to see if I found where he talked about this. I didn't even find where he talked about this properly. So I don't know. It's harder to find things there. I mean, he has a great index, but for some reason I still can. Maybe he didn't talk about this. Does it say here he talked about this?
Not your question.
Okay, the same. Fine.
Similar.
Okay, so I don't know. Anyway, Lamaisa, if you take that in-between formulation, there is Bailam without Ritzoy, then you can have, then all the sugyas would make more sense. But also the Akronim like to be on one side or the other. Either it's mamish a hefker karban, chaz and yecheskel, or it's mamish a nedava, just not yotzei dechova, not maratzei dechova, which is the netziv and the svas emes. And according to the netziv, that changes through the mahalak of our Gemara. At first, when we compared it to achar misa, we thought like the chaz and yecheskel. But then when we compare it to nedava, we change our mind and hold like the svas emes and the netziv. Okay, I'll just make one other point, then I'll let Raf take picture of the board.
Historically, so the Griz wrote this as a letter to the Chazon Yecheskel.
The Griz wrote a letter to the Chazon Yecheskel arguing on him.
Yeah.
I said one more thing, then I'll let Raf. Okay, take the board. No, take the board. Okay. Because I don't know how much room I have. I'll just point out that according to the Shidum Gobetzis Gerson Tosfos and the Merkivis HaMishnah we learned a long time ago, there are Tzvedinim in this. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that there's a Merkevas HaMishnah which works out well with the Girsa Shita Mekubetzes in Tosfos, who says Beis Dinim. What do I mean by Beis Dinim? Shinoi Kodesh is like an Adava. But Shinoi Bailim is Ein Lo Bailim. Remember what the Shita Mekubetzes says. If you're Mishan of the Bailim, there's no more Bailim. But in your time of Kodesh, they're still Bailam. And therefore, what Nafkamina did he say? Let's just, the Nafkamina might be, right, Tosfos doesn't say too much, but the Kevas HaMishnah says that how does work the Nafkamina, that in a case, this is what the Kevas HaMishnah says, the Merkevas HaMishnah, he says, after Shinoi Bailam, there's no Isser to do another Shinoi Bailam, because it already lost the Bailam. But after Shinoi Kodesh, it's Osir to do Shinoi Bailam. After Shinoi Kodesh, it's Osir to do Shinoi Bailam. But after Shinoi Bailam, it's Motir to do another Shinoi Bailam. Why? Because after Shinoi Bailam, you lost the Bailam. Why? You cut off the Bailam. Now it has no Bailam. Now it's like Achar Misa. But after Shinoi Kodesh, it's not like Achar Misa. That's why it was just like they thought maybe they could extrapolate, and Tosa says, and in the end that doesn't really work. In the end that was just Havamina. After Shinoi Kodesh, it's not like Achar Misa. After Shinoi Kodesh, it's like Nedava. And Nedava is still Mechapar Nedava. The Merkevas HaMishnah, I don't think, says explicitly, but Lechorev, he would be saying, and Nedava would still be Meratze for the Bailam. After Shinoi Kodesh, it's still Meratze for the Bailam. After Shinoi Bailam, it's not Meratze for the Bailam anymore. Why? Not because Shinoi Bailam is more Chomer, just because it cut off the Bailam. Because once you cut off the Bailam, you cut off the Bailam, and there's nothing you can do anymore. Okay, that is all I have to say, Rafi. I'm sorry, you'll have to take the board again about this. And now we're ready to go on to the next fascinating Gemara. Says the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Okay, everyone, put on your thinking cap. Oh, good, I have my thinking cap. Right? Reminds me to think. Says the Gemara. Yasir Rav Huna Rav Nachum Yasir Rav Sheshka Bayu Yasir Yika Arbi Kashili Rish Lakish Asham Blu Asa Lachar Misa. Rish Lakish had a problem because Asham doesn't come Lachar Misa. Am I crazy or does this not work?
I feel like crazy.
What?
I feel like
there's always a third possibility.
All right.
Neither one.
Simply neither. That was exactly
or both.
No.
Or both.
No. I said one possibility.
Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Legally, wherever you lost, or Asham, not in Asham Misa. This is we assumed this whole previous discussion that you can't bring an Asham after you're dead, which is true in the most literal sense. We never bring an Asham for a dead person. But maybe an Asham can come after Misa. What does he mean by an Asham comes after Misa? So he means, remember, that there's a halacha moshmi Sinai of five chatos hamesos. There are five chatoses, which comprise mostly all the cases of a chatos that can't be mechaper anymore, like a chatos whose owner died, and a chatos who the owner brought a different chatos got kapara under certain circumstances, or etc. Where you can't bring the chatos anymore, it's chatos hamesos, it just dies. Can't do anything with it. But the halacha moshmi Sinai, that whenever the chatos would die, what happens if it's an asham?
Yireh,
right? With an ayin, it means it goes to graze until it develops a mum. You can't put a mum, chas v'shalom, but it goes to graze until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, you redeem it, and you use the money to buy nidava, which is an ola for the keitz hamizbeach, keitz hamizbeach, for the long summer days when there's nothing for the mizbeach, and you use that money to bring olas. So that's why it's literally keitz, because during the winter, there's no time. What? No, okay, but well, at least the Mefarshim say this. They say that for the long summer days, fine. I'm going to say you can look into the history of the phrase. So, therefore, what do we see? If a guy dies and he has an asham, what do we do with it? We use it to bring an olah on the Mizbeach. So we do bring an asham after Misa. Now, of course, what's a little funny about this?
It's not really
bringing an asham after Misa. It's really bringing an olah. Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says, now here is the question of how to read the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amr Lu Rav Sheshes, Asham of my cardinal sorrow. What do you bring the Asham? This is Mosar Asham, meaning it's really leftovers, right? Extra. Yeah. Now, it's not extra in the sense of you had $100 and spent $80. It's extra in terms of the guy died and didn't need the Asham. But he compares it to a Mosar, and he says, what's your deal with Mosar? It's not only an Asham, Motar Asham, that's brought as an Adava. Motor chatos is also brought as an adava. Let's say a guy sets aside $200 to buy a chatos, and he goes to the store, and it only costs $150. The other $50 is moser chatos, it goes to an adava. Or let's say the guy says, here's these two sheep for a chatos. That way, if one of them dies, I'll have the other one. And neither one of them dies. They're both good. So he brings one for a chatos, and the other one is Yirachi Stai Yiplu Damal and Dava, goes to graze and same as an Asham, when it gets a mum, use it for an Ola. So we see a Chatas also. Chatas Nami Mikra Karb Mosara. Chatas Avgam the Karb Mosara, Miyat Rahman Hu. Ah, but a Chatas, even though you bring the Motar after death, since it says Hu, that means only the Shema's Kasha, Shalom Shema's Pasol. So Asham Namik Sibihu doesn't say who by an Asham also. No, how Akbar Torah say Mur Budiv Siv. The who that says by Asham, by Chatas it says, you should shecht et Chatas Hu. By the Shechita, at the very beginning of Avodah, by Asham it says, after the whole process, you shecht it, you pour the blood on his Mizbeach, you burn the Emur on the Mizbeach. After you finish the whole thing, it says Asham Hu. That's after the whole thing, Asham Hu. So that can't be talking about Absol Shalom Shema. Why? Because lo never will achar tosei murim who ashma lo tirim murim kasher. It can't be saying it's possible because the who is only said after that tosei murim. If you burn the fat in this bath, then it's kasher whether or not you burn the fat in this bath. The elo who lovely, why didn't say who by an asham kede lech rafuna rab the rafuna rab asher shenitik l'riyah the shachtos stam kasher need again lo nitik lo my time armor kahu ba vayaso yeah hey we will come back to that. Now here we have two gersos though in Tosei Masel Chatas. Two gersos how to read the flow of the Gemara, and we'll see how to read the flow of the Gemara is very important because the nafgamina between the two ways to read the flow of the Gemara is which way is the maskana. Because what's the real issue we're discussing here? Right? The real issue we're discussing here is does bringing the leftover asham as an ola for nedav on the mizbeach count as bringing asham lachar misa? Basically, the question is there asham lachar misa or is there not asham lachar misa? So let's follow the Gemara. The basic question is there asham lachar misa? Right? Is there asham lachar misa? Meaning, was the discussion we had earlier valid or invalid? If the maskan is there's no asham lachar misa, then our earlier discussion was valid. If the maskan is there is asham lachar misa, then that invalidates the earlier discussion. So, is there not? So let's read the Gemara. Says the Gemara, at first he says, Kasha Levi Shlokish, you do bring a Lachar Misa, right? And then Rav Shesha says, Asha Lamai Korov Lamosaro, Chatas nami mikro karva mosara. Chatas avgav de karva mosara miyat rechmanuhu. So the way we read this Gemara in our Girsa, in our Girsa in the Gemara, without the Vav, this is the first day of Tosfos, right? Let's see if I can figure out how to put this on the board. This is Tosfos, first day of Bli Vav, without a Vav. Then what's he saying? He's saying that Asa Asha Lamai Karov Limosaro, right? Karev Limosaro. What does that mean? What that means is that Asham nan my karev limosaro. And then we say chatas nami. What's the lashon? Help me out here. Chatas nami mikrav karva mosara. Mosara. And then we say chatas. Afal gav the karv mosar emir rachmanahu. Okay, let's try and do this far. What is the way to read this without the vav? Right, without the vav here. Right, here is where there might or might not be a vav. What we're saying is that asham. Or give me one more second. What's the first thing he says? Okay. Here is the rabbi's thought in Torah Sheshis, right? The rabbi's thought that Asham is called Karev. La'achar misa. And then what did Rav Shesha say to them? Rav Shesha said, if so, then also chatas is karev la'achar misa. And if chatas is karev la'achar misa, then it should be kasher shlo l'shva. And if so, chatas Shalom Lishma should be kosher, Sheira technically. Right? If you can say Ashim is Karv La'achar Misa because of the Motar, then Rav Sheshis attacks and says Chata is also Karv La'achar Misa. But if Chata because the Motar, Chata is also. Not in the same circumstances, right? If a guy's Machash one carbon and dies, an Ashim comes La'achar Misa from the Dub and Chata doesn't. Because one of the five Chatos HaMesos, Chatos that just you leave to do nothing with. But if he has extra money, literally, you could have a case for Chatzko. And then what did the other rabbis answer? Right? How many rabbis were there who were sitting with Rav Sheshis? Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Right? Let's even write them in. Rav Huna, the Rav Nachman, answer that even though Chatos is karev la'achar misa, taking karev la'achar misa, it's still psula shelo lishma because of who? The word who is a miut. In which case, what's the maskana? And this is what Tosos says, based on reading Tosos. Chatos nami mikru karev mosara, filo haki psul shelo lishma, kevin shein abal la'achar misa l'shem chatos, kin shem ola. Asham nami came in chain of karv lahedi l'shem asham l'shem olo domi l'shar kachin. Umak shechatas avgav dekari mosara miyat rachmanahu l'maskana zu mashu sh'omein moksha delayim l'rivliyazer asham nami v'chuli. Okay, in which case, what's the maskana? The maskana is, as Tosfos says, the maskana is that Rabbi Eliezer, or Elazar, right? Who was talking to Rish Lakish? Rabbi Elazar talks to Rish Lakish. Yeah. Yes, Rabbi Elazar is wrong. because Asham is ba la'achar mitzah. Okay, this is my perhaps slight simplification of what Tosa is saying in the first girsa. This is one girsa. Mishnah's maskan is that Asham comes la'achar mitzah. We thought that Asham wouldn't come la'achar mitzah because of chatas, but then we answered up chatas. That's one girsa. But then there's another girsa. This is the girsa of vav. Right? This is the second day in Tosfos, which is Maskanas Tosfos. And this is Girsas Vav. Where do you put the Vav? There. Ah, what do you do this way? At first, Rav Huna Rav Nachman thought, what do you do according to the Vav Girsa? Obviously, you see the half of the Vav Girsa. Vav combines two lines, there's one less step. When you're going back and forth, if there's one less step, then the maskana is the opposite, right? Even before you learn the Gemara. If you have steps back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, if you combine two steps with a vav and make them one, then you end up on the other side of the fence. How does that actually happen, though? So here, it's the same. Rav Huna Rav Nachman thought Ashim is karb la'achar mitzah. And here is one step. What do we say? We say, says Rav Sheshes, says, becoming an Ola doesn't count as Bala Achar Mitzah. Why does becoming an Ola not count as Bala Achar Mitzah? And because the proof is Sheharei. How do you say Sheharei in English? Yeah, but as proven by Chatos, which becomes Ola La'achar Mitzah. Obviously, I don't mean a regular Chatos becomes Ola La'achar Mitzah. That's Chatos Mesos. I mean, in a case of Motar, if there was leftover money and the person brought a Chatos and died, the leftover money becomes an Ola. Yet, is not called Bala Achar Mitzah. How do we know it's not called Bala Achar Mitzah? Because it's Pashal Shelo Lishma. as proven by the fact that it's Pashal Shelo Lishma because of who? What is he saying? He's reading it differently. What he's reading is, you think this is called Bala Achar Mitzah if it becomes an Olas and Davar Achar Mitzah. This is not called Bala Achar Mitzah because it becomes an Olas and Davar Achar Mitzah. Why not? Why is this not called Bala Achar Mitzah? Because after all, Chatas can also, in some more limited circumstance, remember, Asham in all circumstances after the guy dies turns into money for an Ola. Chatas, normally if the guy dies it turns into garbage. However, if there was leftover money from a chatas and the guy died, like he just had too much money, too many animals, and then he brought his carbon and died, then the leftover money turns into an ola. So there is some possibility. Says, after all, chatas, which they consider to be a valid possibility, chatas also turned into ola achar mitzah, and yet, that's not called bala achar mitzah. How do we know? Because it's pasul shalol l'shma. If it was bala achar mitzah, it would be kasher shalol l'shma. And who proves that it's pasul shalol l'shma? That's what he says. Calls any the Rav Sheshes. Chatas, even though the extra is brought as an Ola, it's still Pasul Shelo Lishma. In which case, what's the Maskana? The Maskana, according to this Girsa, is Maskana is that Rabbi Elazar was right. Because Asham Eino Ba La'achar Mitzah. Right, so here we have two different ways of reading the Gemara. Again, let's review. One way of reading the Gemara is, because you see, what's the issue here? It's Bala Achar Mitzah, but it's Bala Achar Mitzah as an Ola. Is that called Bala Achar Mitzah if it becomes an Ola? So, Rav Huna Rav Nachman thought it's Bala Achar Mitzah. Ola counts as Bala Achar Mitzah. According to one Girsa, Rav Sheshes said to them, if Ola counts as Bala Achar Mitzah, then Chata should also count as Bala Achar Mitzah, and Chata should be Kashrut L'Shma. And they say to him, no, it does count as Bala Achar Mitzah. Chatas is Bala Achar Mitzah. The reason is Pashal Shelo Lishma is from who? But it's still called Bala Achar Mitzah. And Rabbi Elazar was wrong. The other gear says that no, they thought this is called Balachar Misa, says really that's not called Balachar Misa. Really, turning into an Ola is not called Balachar Misa. How do we know? Because Chatas also turns into an Ola, and Chatas is obviously not Balachar Misa, because it's still Pasul Shelo Lishma. So that is, now we have, based on this, we have two different, we have Machlokas Maskonas HaGemara. Maskonas HaGemara, what the 2 days Maskonas HaGemara, is becoming an Olas Nedava called Bala Achar Misa, which was clearly what Rav Huna Rav Nachman thought. Kedas Rav Huna V'Rav Nachman, or not? So the answer is De Aleph. Yes. De Abayz, no. Another way this is who won? Did Rav Sheshis win? Or did Rav Nachman or Rav Huna win? According to the first Deya, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Sheshis, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman V'Rav Huna Sadku. According to this Deya, no. Rav Sheshis Tadak. So clearly, that's the machlokas going on here. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna think that this is called Bala Achar Misa, because it turns into an Ola Achar Misa. Rav Sheshis says that's not called Bala Achar Misa. The question is who won and who lost. So according to one day, Rav Sheshis won. According to the second day, which also seems to like better, because he says nearly. According to the first day, Rav Nachman Rav Huna won. According to the second day, Rav Sheshis won. Okay, here we have then two ways of reading the Gemara in the Shaka V'Tarya. How many steps are there in the Shaka V'Tarya? Who's talking? Right? Is it Rav Sheshis saying these two lines with the Vav? Or Rav Sheshis saying one line, or Rav Huna Rav Nachman saying another line back? The question is, like, what's the lundish difference between them? That's the question I want to deal with here, which is, what's the lundish difference between them? Right, in the 2 minutes we have left. Let's get back to this question, right? Says Rav Nachman and Rav Huna and the Maskana Lefi the first Deya. He says, this is called Asham Ba La'achar Misa. Says Rav Sheshis and the Maskana Lefi the second Deya. This is not called Asham Bala Achar Misa. Now, what's the Yisod of the Machlokas here? Now, of course, it could just be that they're arguing about technicalities of Limudim. You know, like, what if it's like, it's Bala Achar Misa in a different form? You know, would you compare that to something as Bala Achar Misa Mamish or not? Just like, how tight does the similarity have to be a good Limud? But if we assume that maybe they're arguing about the nature of this din, what would you say they're really arguing about? Why would Rav Huna think this is called Asham Bala Achar Misa? And Rav Sheshis think this is not called Asham Bala Achar Misa. So it could be that they're arguing about the following Chakira. This is a strange din. Normally we don't find that one carbon turns into another carbon. Right? We do find Pesach Ol Yerlo Mishlamim. That's another parallel din, which the Gemara Pesachim compares. But normally, an Ola doesn't turn into anything, and Shlomen doesn't turn into anything, and Toda doesn't turn into anything, and Bechor doesn't turn into anything, and Maisha doesn't turn into anything. But an Asham turns into an Ola very easily. And as soon as you don't need the Asham anymore, as soon as you're not using it as an Asham anymore, it turns into an Ola. So, what's the nature of this, what we call Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iya? Maybe there's a Chakira about Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iya. What's the nature of this Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iya? Right? The Gemara says, and at least most of the Rishonim pass in this way, Shachtov Stam, it's a Kasher Ola. Right? There's some degree of debate whether the Rambam agrees with this, but let's assume, right, that according to most Sugyas in Shas, and half the Achronim say everyone agrees, and half the Achronim say most Rishonim agree, right? Which is Shachto Stam, Kasher Ola, right? So it's a Stam Ola, right? B'Stam it's an Ola. That we possibly don't need a Kiva. B'Stam it's an Ola. What's the nature of this? You could say there's two ways to understand it. One way is that it
becomes an Ola 100%. It becomes an Ola. It used to be a Shlomim, but now it's an Ola.
It was an Asham.
It used to be an Asham, now it's an Ola.
Yeah.
The other way is to say that no, that it's still an Asham, but an Asham can be brought as an Ola. It's not that it loses identity, the Asham. It's still an Asham, but part of the identity of the Asham is that every Asham really is the option of being brought as an Ola also. Every Asham is the option of being brought as an Ola. As a matter of fact, there we'll see, there's even one opinion of Rabbi Tam who says there's a Havamina, not a Rabbi Tam, but of the Re who says there's a Havamina that even before you bring your Asham, let's say you have a lot of money, even before you bring your Asham, you might be able to bring it as an Ola. There's at least a Havamina like that in the Drasha. Okay, we'll come back to that. Maybe you say the following Hakira. Is it that Asham Shenita Dur'iya becomes an Ola and loses its identity of an Asham, becomes an Ola, and loses the identity of Asham? Or no, it keeps the identity of an Asham. It's just that an Asham, maybe every Asham in the right circumstances, also has within it the two tracks of being makrav. You could be makravit for an Asham or makrav for an Ola, but this is part of the identity of Asham. You could say how if it becomes an Ola and loses the identity of an Asham, then Asham's not Balach HaMisa. It turned into something else. You wave the magic wand, the Asham disappeared, and Ola came instead. But an Asham is not Balach HaMisa. But if you say no, it's still an Asham. However, an Asham is a very complicated carbon. Every Asham really has an Ola within it. Keep in mind, of course, that Asham and Ola are very, very similar, right? They're both Kachem Kachem, and they both have the exact same Zrikas Adam, right? Shtayim Shem Arba, right? Obviously, the difference is an Asham is eaten,
yes,
and an Ola is not. But if you say it's still an Asham, but every Asham, but an Asham be brought as an Ola, then you understand it. It's an Asham that's come Alach HaMisa. Even though you're bringing it as an Ola, it didn't lose its identity of Asham. It's not Ois Asham. It's still an Asham. Now, where do I want to say that's an Afkamina? I don't know if you got a chance to see this. Shidu Gvetzes in Tmur Daf Yud Ches. It's a fascinating 2 days in Shidu Gvetzes Tmur Daf Yud Ches. So I want to say this is Nafkamina 1. Nafkamina 2 is this fascinating discussion in the Shidu Gvetzes in Tmura. What if I have an Asham Shanita Dur'iya and I bring it L'Shem Asham? What if I bring it L'Shem Asham? I definitely shouldn't.
It loses its status as an Ola.
Aha, well, that's a great question. Is that is that violate the assay of Shelo Lishma? So that's 2 days. So what if I have, right, Asham Shenitak Liriya Vehekrivo Lishem Asham? So one day in Tosfos says, I violate the assay of Ola Shelo Lishma. Right? This is Deya Aleph Beshivim Mekubetzes. Says Avar al Iser Hakravas Ola Shelo Lishmo. I violate the assay of Motzos Vesechet Tishmor V'Yasisa or of Zeva Shlamin. He said Motzos Vesechet Tishmor V'Yasisa. I violate the Iser assay of bringing Ola Shelo Lishmo. It's an Ola Shelo Lishmo. However, the Re, who's the Deabet, what happens to be the Re, he actually quotes two different versions of Tosfos, both of them, it's the Re. He says that it's not considered Shelo Lishma. I don't have the Lashon here. I don't think the Temura in this Shas has the back. Well, okay. But the Re has great Lashon. Says the Re, he says, where's the Re? Oh, this is the Ozo Hunter version. But it should be here someplace. Yeah. The lo habishinu kodesh shochel shel asham kaven nikol asham kaasi. Lakatzar graf, and then there's another version who says the same thing. It's not considered shinu kodesh. What does he say? He says lo habishinu kodesh. Now he's not saying it's okay. It's still you violate the iser of rock. There's a rock to be reminded that you shouldn't do this. Now he doesn't say exactly what happens if you shechel l'shem asham. It's not clear.
Is it that it's a kusher olo, you just violated an asay? Is it that it's a pusul asham? Is it that it's a kusher asham? He doesn't say exactly what happens. I don't know from the Ozra Hadar version, because I only looked in the Vilna version. Although the Ozra Hadar version is really better. Lo habishinu kumdish. Because it comes from asham. What's the machlokas here, whether this is considered shinu kodesh or not? Again, he's not saying it's okay. It's not okay. You should either shech l'tzam or l'shem ola. You should not shech l'shem asham. But he's saying it's not considered lo l'shma. It's not shinu kodesh. What's the machlokas? This machlokas seems to be this exact hakira. Right? Reb Lifting pointed out this shitu gretzit tumura to me. I don't know, maybe it's also in the Masifta. But okay, there, Rav Lessing taught this sugya. He started with this shitu gubetzis and tmura. He says, okay, asham shnei tilariya. Is it no longer an asham but an ola, or is it both an asham and an ola? And really, there's something in between. It's a combination asham and ola, which you should bring as an ola, but also has an asham within it. Nafkamina is if you bring l'shem asham, is that like any other ola l'shem asham? It's not an asham. If you bring l'shem asham, it's a shinu kodesh. Or like the Rebbe says, it's not shinu kodesh. Still has asham within it. That's not shinu kodesh. It still has asham within it. It's not the right way to do it, but it's not shinu kodesh. And I want to say that maybe these two deus, shinu gretz and kodesh, is always tosafim. Almost always, it's just like other tosafim. Like, we don't have tosafim rush, tosafim tuch, etc. They're all shinu kodesh. So these two deus and tosafim there, I think, might correspond to the two deus and tosafim here. If you hold, it's a shinu kodesh to bring the shem asham, because it's a total ola. And it has no memory of being an asham anymore. Then, an asham doesn't come lacher misa. That's a total ola. I don't care what it was in its previous gilgul. Now it's an ola. But if you say, no, like the ring, it's not shinu kodesh, it still has an identity of asham within it, then maybe you could say that it's still an identity of asham within it. Then it makes sense. An asham is nikrav lacher misa. Because I know it's nikrav b'tor ola, but it still has an identity of asham within this. It's an asham that you're bringing as an ola. I know that sounds like a very weird thing.
How is it identity?
What?
I mean, what happened? What pool? Somebody had to do something.
So this is, I'm not going to be able to get to everything I wanted to get to, but what I want to say is perhaps the third nafgamina, inspired by what Joel said, I think this is an important hakira. Is it that, is Xeris Akasov that, like, Hashem waves his magic wand and the asham disappears and the ola comes in its place? Or is it that, no, this is a progression? The asham under certain circumstances, you could bring it as an ola instead. But it's not a new thing. It's part of being an asham. In which case, maybe that's a question in general about asham. Now, okay, I don't want to go into this now because we don't have the time, but it's something to think about. Is an asham fundamentally similar to an ola or fundamentally dissimilar? Right? Is it fundamentally dissimilar? An ola is brought stam, while an asham is brought from yihapara, a certain sin. Or do we say, no, you know, if an asham was really brought to mechaper a certain sin, you would have brought a chattas. An asham is brought more just for the state of degradation you've gotten into in order to improve your spiritual status, not in order to purify you from a particular sin, in which case it might be more like ola, but maybe we'll have time to come back to that, and then you have to ask about chattas. Let me just point out, maybe a third nafmina, and this will segue into next time, and wait for next time. As Joel pointed out, how hard is it to accomplish this transition? Do you have to do something or not? Right? That was Joel's question. Do you have to do something? It might be, and this is perhaps, that if you say it's mamish transforming, then it makes sense that you need a maisa nituk, right? You need a maisa nituk to change the identity. If it's the flexibility that's built in, then it makes sense. I'm not saying it's proven. Uh-huh. It makes sense that you don't need a maisa nituk. No, it's built in. You don't need a maisa nituk. And of course, that's the famous machlokas between
Rashi
and Rabbeinu Tam, or Rashi and Tosos.
Whatever, yeah.
Rhi also agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He just has a different way of explaining the drasha. That's the famous machlokas Rashi and Tosos that we're supposed to get to today that we didn't.
Right.
But this is the famous shita of Rashi that mida oraisa, you need a maisa nituk. You need to, like, take it and declare it and maybe even physically put it someplace that it's not an asham. While according to Tosfos, no, it's midrabana. Midrash, you don't need a maisa nituk. And I'll let you think about what the Rambam Shita is on this until next time. So I'm not promising you But it would make sense that if it's really a transformation, you might need a maisa to transform it. If it's not really a transformation, but if it's not a transformation, if it's just a flexibility, what?
Yes. Transform, there's an
yes. But it, right, exactly. But if it's flexibility, then maybe you don't need a maisa to transform it. You just need the circumstances. Once you have circumstances where you don't need to bring it for an ashram anymore, maybe you have the flexibility to bring it as an ola, and that happens to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So maybe this is all part of the same kahira. But I'll just come back to next time briefly. Is this the lamedus I want to say be ashram shenita tluriya? What I want to just come back to next time and finish the few makoros we didn't get to is just how to read the Gemaras about Nita Gloria according to Rashi and Tosos, practically all the different shitas and what the Rambam shita is, as to when it actually transforms, under what circumstances, and we'll just pick up with that at the beginning next time, and then we'll go on in the next sugya in the Gemara, which is about the Yorshim, from where we left off in the middle of Daf Hey, Amad Beis, to the middle of Daf Vav Amad Aleph, where there's two dots.
See, you want to start Daf Vav Amad Aleph, don't you?
What are you doing?
Where do you want to...